The International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, for Sunday, April 29, 2018, is from the Book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. Hear now the Word of the Lord from the New International Version, Revelation, chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept, because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor, and glory, and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and on the sea, and all that is in them, saying, "To him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb, be praise, and honor, and glory, and power, forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Book of Revelation, Chapter 5, Verses 1 through 14. New International Version, April 29, 2018. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Revelation 5, 1. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll, with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. God the Father is seated on and ruling from his throne in heaven. And the right hand of God is sometimes interpreted as the power of God. No one has power greater than God, so no one can snatch the scroll from his hand. The words on the scroll are the words of God. The scroll is filled with writing on the front and on the back. The number 7 represents perfection. Therefore, the scroll is perfectly sealed, so no one can add any more words to the words of God, or erase any words from the scroll. Furthermore, God's words are perfect and will be perfectly preserved forever. Ancient scrolls or letters were sometimes sealed with melted wax, upon which a signet ring impression was made. Kings often sealed official documents, decrees, and letters using their royal signet ring and sealing wax or sealing clay. The seal identified the sender, and no one but the recipient was authorized to open the sealed scroll. Of course, anyone could illegally break a wax seal. God has the power over this scroll in heaven, so only the authorized recipient can break the seals and open the scroll after God gives them the scroll. Revelation 5:2. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" We do not know all about the scroll. Some have suggested that the scroll is the deed to the earth or universe. It may contain the complete record or blueprint of God's plans and prophecies before He created the universe, including God's plans for the Messiah's redeeming work. It may be a prophecy about the future and the secret details about the second coming of Jesus Christ, when God's enemies will be placed as a footstool under His feet. It may also include the names of all the saints, of all who will come to saving faith in Jesus Christ and rule with Him. We learn from the angel's question that a person must be worthy to open the scroll by breaking its seals, to discover or reveal what is written on the scroll. Revelation 5:3. But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. Among all those John saw everywhere around him at that time, no one was worthy to open the scroll or read it. No created being anywhere had the power or the right to open the seal. As noted, no one was able to open the scroll other than someone approved by God, because the scroll was firmly held by God. No one in created existence has the power to take the scroll from God and open it without God's permission, for the true God is the Almighty God. No mere human being is qualified or worthy to open the scroll, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. No one on earth or under the earth was morally or spiritually qualified to open the scroll and look inside the scroll. Romans 4:1. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. John began to weep bitterly, not only because no one was found worthy to open the scroll, but because sin had entered the world. Because of sins committed against God, no one was worthy or able in heaven, forgiven sinners such as Abraham, Moses, David, and Elijah, or on earth, all have sinned, or under the earth, unrepentant sinners, to look into the scroll. The holy angels in heaven have never sinned, but their holy lives and good deeds as created beings did not make them worthy. Revelation 5:5. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its 7 seals." When one of the elders speaks to John, he shows him Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, and says Jesus is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals. Since Jesus is the Messiah and the one who fulfilled and will fulfill all the Old Testament prophecies, the elder describes Jesus as the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the promised descendant of King David. Since Jesus, the Messiah, existed before King David, and David called him his Lord, Jesus is the root of David. King David grew to be the King of Israel, and he was nourished by his Lord, Jesus, as an almighty tree is made strong from the roots up. Jesus conquered the devil, temptation, Jesus never sinned, and death, Jesus rose from the tomb. So, Jesus was worthy to open the scroll by virtue of who he is and what he has done as Lord and Savior. He died sacrificially to save sinners, and he rose from the dead, and he is seated at the right hand of God. John heard the angel call Jesus the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but when he looked, he saw something different from what he expected. Revelation 5:6. Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. The lamb had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. See the International Bible Lesson Commentary on Revelation chapter 4 to learn more about the creatures and the elders in this verse. When John saw that Jesus was standing, he described who he saw as a lamb that had been slaughtered, but who is now obviously alive in heaven. The lamb had been slaughtered as the sacrificial lamb, so God, in love, could justly and mercifully forgive repentant sinners. And God had raised him from the dead to reign at his side. Jesus conquered by his sacrificial death, and he will conquer all evil and destructive forces before he comes again, as the book of Revelation describes. The seven horns and seven eyes describe Jesus as the perfect, all-powerful, and all-seeing God, the Son of God, whose Father sits on his throne with the scroll. These horns and eyes also represent the seven spirits, which indicate that Jesus is everywhere present as the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are everywhere present together. Paul wrote about Jesus Christ spiritually indwelling believers. Quote, to them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. Jesus' resurrected and glorified human body has ascended into heaven, and spiritually, as the Son of God, Jesus is present everywhere and especially within every true Christian. The Holy Spirit had already been given to Jesus' followers, and he had already been sent out into all the earth. Since the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, John saw the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits, the perfect Spirit, present in heaven when Jesus took the scroll that was still sealed. Though John did not physically describe God the Father, he did use physical but symbolic language to describe God the Son and the Holy Spirit. No one should try to make images from his description. Revelation 5:7. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Jesus proved that he was worthy when he took the scroll from the right hand of his Father, because his Father gave it to him. Jesus had completed his work of redemption, but not everyone would come to faith in him, and the rebellion of some sinners would continue on earth. Jesus had additional work to do before God could bring priests throughout the universe. That additional work included taking the sealed scroll from his Father in heaven and coming again to earth. Revelation 5:8. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. John's vision in heaven proved that Jesus Christ deserves praise and is worthy to be worshipped. And since only God is worthy to be worshipped, we know the Bible declares Jesus is God, the Son of God, the I Am. God's people should only pray to God as God has revealed himself in the Bible. The prayers of the saints, that is, all who trust in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, are precious to God and all the holy ones in heaven. Both the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ also intercede for the saints. See Romans 8:27 and Romans 8:34. The scroll is of vital importance to the saints because the prayers of the saints are mentioned here as being held symbolically in golden bowls full of incense by the creatures, and the elders fall down before Jesus and praise him when he takes the scroll from his Father. It seems they are offering the prayers of the saints to Jesus at this time too. No matter how feeble our prayers might be, they are precious to God as golden bowls of incense, and they are offered up to him as of great value by the most important created beings in heaven. Revelation 5:9. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and by your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation." Revelation chapter 4 includes a hymn by the creatures and the elders, and in chapter 5 they sing a new song. See International Bible Lesson Commentary on Revelation chapter 4 to learn about the other hymn. In this new hymn, they declared Jesus worthy to open the seals on the scroll because of what he has done, and the Father approved all he did. He is the perfect and only acceptable sacrifice to God for the redemption of sinners, who became saints, who become saints, holy ones, set apart, were consecrated by God, because of Jesus' work. People are made saints by the work of Jesus, not by their works for Jesus, although all saints do good works and bear good fruit for Jesus. Jesus' death has made forgiveness and eternal life possible for saints from everywhere around the world, not just Jews, but people from every tribe, language, and nation. Revelation 5:10. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Jesus Christ has made all the saints of God, all true believers and followers of Jesus, not just a special group selected by church leaders, into a kingdom where he rules in their hearts as their king. The kingdom of Jesus is not of this world. See John chapter 18, verse 36. The saints serve as priests who will serve God and others by praying and leading people to know God the Father and the Lamb of God according to the Scriptures. In the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus' kingdom of priests reign over the entire earth in some sense now, and will fully and visibly reign after Jesus comes again. Revelation 5:11. Then I looked, and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders. the angels of God are so numerous that they cannot be counted by any finite human being. All rational beings in heaven offer praise to God. As God deserves, the Lamb of God also deserves and receives the praise of all of God's creatures in heaven. Therefore, it is entirely appropriate for all of God's people on earth to worship Jesus the Messiah and give him the glory and honor reserved for God alone. Revelation 5:12. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." All of God's creatures in heaven extolled Jesus with their whole being, singing praises to him with all their might. The resurrection of Jesus continues to be emphasized by indicating that he was slaughtered, not gently executed or crucified with compassion, and is now alive and receives 7 aspects of perfect praise from the entire heavenly host. In this 7-fold praise, we acknowledge that Jesus is worthy to receive the best we have to give him in power and wealth. He is worthy to receive our wisdom or the best thinking and use of our minds for him and his kingdom as we reign as saints. God is the ultimate source of our power, might, and wealth, and we should use these gifts wisely to achieve his purposes for his world and us. Jesus deserves all the honor, glory, and blessing for everything we ever achieve or acquire in this life. Revelation 5:13. Then I heard every creature in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and on the sea, and all that is in them, saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." Someday all creatures of our God and King will bow and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Even those whose hearts and minds remain in rebellion against God and refuse to receive his saving grace. God the Father and God the Son deserve and receive equal praise, glory, and honor from believers, and they will do so forever and ever. Christians try to describe the nature and relationship of God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit as one God in 3 persons, the Trinity. Revelation 5:14. The 4 living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped. The 4 living creatures affirmed the praise God the Father and Jesus the Son received from all God's creatures. The elders worshipped the Father and the Son with heaven's approval. Therefore, it is appropriate and right for all true believers to worship God the Father and his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was slaughtered for us that we might receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit and eternal life. Knowing these truths from the Bible, how can we do anything except what these elders and these 4 living creatures, seraphs, have done but praise God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior with the love, strength, and wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives us? Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What do you think was written on the scroll in God the Father's hand? Maybe several good answers. 2. Give a reason why you think John wept bitterly. Maybe more than one reason. 3. Describe what John saw when he first looked at Jesus. What do you think it meant? 4. How important to God are the prayers of true Christians, people John called saints? 5. Who did Jesus die for and ransom by his blood? What will he make of them? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Jesus will make all things right. Revelation 5:5. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." As believers suffer persecution around the world, and families are torn apart through martyrdom, they weep. When John went to heaven and saw what at first appeared to be no solution to the suffering of believers and the world's problems, he wept. Then one of the 24 elders who sat around the throne of God told John to see the solution to all the problems of believers in the world. He said the solution was the mighty Lion of the tribe of Judah, the real king over all the earth, who the elder described as the one who raised up David as a great king. When John looked up from weeping, he saw Jesus as a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne. Revelation 5:6. The death and resurrection of Jesus was the solution. He defeated the powers of darkness, though they still have some destructive power in the world today. Jesus fulfilled the words of the prophet Zechariah, quote, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Zechariah 4:6. Represented by seven horns and seven eyes, which are the spirits of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ has been sent out into all the earth. Revelation 5:6. Jesus is with all of God's people who weep, and he will comfort them, grant them life everlasting, and someday will return to make all things right in the world. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2018 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.